Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Coach Karen Scott. I have a lot of information to share, and in hopes that it will be impactful to you. So we will be starting very shortly. Bear with me. Again, welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Coach Karen Scott, where we'll be talking about mindful thinking, thinking differently. That has been our theme, I would say, for the last few months, because mindful thinking really helps us to put things in perspective by focusing on the task at hand. So that's why it's so important to be thinking mindfully. I am a certified purpose and character transformational coach, where I help individuals develop and discover their spiritual gifts, talents, and abilities, and be able to take those gifts, talents, and abilities that they're passionate about, which will help them activate and execute their purpose, making an impact in their life and the lives of others. I am also a health and wellness representative and advocate with Youngevity, where we have health and wellness products that could and will help everyone. So we have something for everyone, whether it's supplementation or hair products or beauty and spa, sports drinks, essential oils, all leading towards optimal health and wellness. So I'd like to welcome everybody for joining us tonight. And I have a few things to share on the health side. And I have a few things to share on the wellness side. Have you ever thought about taking a vacation or spending some time away from your problems? And maybe they might not even be problems. Maybe it might just be some things that you need to get done that you have not resolved as of yet. But have you ever thought about taking a vacation from that? Because there is a fine line between living in denial of our problems and taking a break from being weighed down by them. When we're in denial, we pretend there's nothing wrong. Nothing wrong and nothing that needs to be solved. There's no challenges to our inner peace and happiness. But when we take a vacation or break from our problems, that's when we acknowledge and own our challenges while choosing to step away from them for a length of time that you may designate as your time away from your problems or your vacation time away from your problems. Problems, however, when you define them, sometimes they occupy your thoughts, but when they occupy your thoughts, that is basically in a unhelpful degree, meaning that you just go into the spiral worrywart phase because you're thinking about all the things that you need to do, and then it begins to occupy your thoughts, and that's all you think about. So you're wrestling with those issues all day, every day. And this is why you need to take a vacation from these challenges or issues or problems. I'm not saying that you're not going to, you know, try to deal with them or resolve them, but sometimes you got to take a step away. And I love this because I was looking at it in my email, and this is something that guideposts share, and I thought it would be great to share. So when you're taking a break or vacation from your problems, make it short but sweet. Because sometimes you may not be able to take that humongous vacation. Maybe you just want to, you know, relieve yourself from the various problems or issues or concerns, you know, maybe for a few days. You know, maybe not even a few days, maybe just take a day so that you can help yourself refresh and be able to resolve some of your problems. Sometimes when you just take a step back and just don't do anything, give your brain some cleansing, you know, do a little meditation, maybe like a 10-minute meditation, so that you can just refresh and renew. Take it and know that it's non-negotiable, meaning once you set the time to take it, don't revert back and start thinking about your problems and your issues. Even if someone comes to you, a friend or business partner comes to you to discuss a problem, or if you see something come up on, you know, your social media or anything that would cause worry thoughts to float in your mind, you need to say, you know what? I can't talk about it right now. Let's touch base on that when I get back from my vacation. It's non-negotiable. If I'm saying I'm off taking a moment for 24 hours, 48 hours, a week, I'll get back to you on that when my vacation time is over. Your vacation time, it's purposeful because at the end of your scheduled problem vacation, take some time to reflect on what the space has shown you about the problem. So thinking about when you were on vacation from what you're doing, were you able to clear your thoughts? Were you able to detox your mind so that you can begin to reflect on the problem and hopefully come to some type of resolution or a new approach about the problem? Or you may just feel more rested, so then you're ready to face the problem, concern, or worry. It's all about renewing of your mind, refreshing your mind. So again, when you think about taking a vacation from your problem, number one, you can make it short but sweet. It can be 24 hours, 48 hours, a week, whichever you decide to do. But when you take that time, make sure that you don't even, you know, think about the problems, because you need to clear your mind. You need to, you know, refresh and renew your mind and as I said before, is non-negotiable. Don't allow a friend or a Facebook post or anything to take you away from your time off and turn it into a vacation still talking about your problems or your worries. Discuss it when you're done, your vacation time. And then make it purposeful. Like I said, when you're sitting back and you're taking that time for yourself to just not think about the worry, when your mind is cleared, then you begin to be able to look at a new approach or solution. And then you also will be feeling refreshed and renewed. And as I said, during that time, and even without a vacation, we should always take like 10 minutes of meditation time. Always take like 10 minutes of meditation time. Just, you know, just closing everything out. And, you know, I offer a free mini meditation release. And basically just guide you through a meditation for about 5 or 10 minutes to help you remove anything toxic or negative so that you can receive anything positive by being refreshed and renewed. Excuse me. So that is the health tip for today. And, you know, somehow we do overwork ourselves. And then when you do that, you really, even for myself, you don't get anything done. Because you end up doing things and you're kind of like going around in circles. It's like a revolving door. You keep coming back to the same thing, keep coming back to the same thing. Because I have a couple things that I'm trying to do and I keep coming back to it and I keep coming back to it. So I'm going to take a moment, take a couple days and just kind of refresh, you know, and sit down and think about the things that I need to do, but not do them at that moment, and see if there's a better approach for me to take so that I can have those things resolved and move forward to the next thing. So before I get into the wellness tip for tonight, I'm going to open up the lines, as I always do, and allow for the callers to interact, make comments or have questions or concerns or even anything they may want to share. It might be some things that you're doing that you might want to share with us and, you know, we could put into place. Because remember, it's all about supporting one another and being able to encourage and uplift one another, whatever, you know, you may be doing. You might be doing something different that would be helpful to us as well. So bear with me one moment, though. Okay, the lines are open.
You know how, I should say hi.
Yes.
Okay, so it's really funny that you said about, like, taking a vacation, even just taking, like, 10 minutes of, like, meditation or something like that. Literally today, after I had my, like, mini meltdown and cried, not because I was sad or anything. You know how sometimes you just gotta bust out crying.
Yeah.
And then, so I did that, but like while I was crying out in my head, I was like, but I'm still going to do what I have to do. And so I was like, I was still like working while I was crying because I was like, I'm going to do it anyways. But after that, I was like, okay, uh-huh. I was like, I did what I had to do. And I was like, but I'm turning off like all this stuff. I'm going to step away from this notebook. And so I sat on the couch. And nothing was on. It was like me, the sunshine, the birds, and, you know, a little bit of wind. And I closed my eyes, and I just, like, started saying all these affirmations that I used to say, like, all mm-hmm. the time. Sometimes I say them, like, randomly. So it was, like, mm-hmm. probably, like, 10 affirmations that I just said all at once. And I started saying, like, the Lord's Prayer. Then I started saying all these prayers and affirmations and talking. And then I just was, like, quiet. Like, I didn't say anything.
Mm-hmm.
I was just listening. And then I got up and turned on the playlist of, like, gospel songs plus, like, contemporary Christian music. plus it was just like a whole variety of songs about God. And then I sat back on the couch and just closed my eyes and did that. And I feel way, way better than I did, even though I was crying and doing work. Because in my mind, because I'm not really a negative person, so even though
right.
I was crying, I still had, like, motivation to do. Like, who does that? Crying, and I'm like, I just look back and it's funny. Crying, but I'm still going to do what I have to do. But,
that is,
but yeah,
well,
so
you know
I,
what?
After I did that, it was it's better now.
Well, that's great. That's great. I mean, and you know what? That means you're, even though you were going through that meltdown, it's still within your heart and your mind. You still knew that there were things you wanted to do.
Right.
So you're like, I'm going to push forward and get it done. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I still need
exactly.
to stay consistent. Even though I'm crying, I still have a plan, and I'm going to follow through with my plan.
Well,
so.
Can I say
yep.
something? Hi, this is Kim in Texas. Sometimes
hey,
we've got
Kim.
The opposite of, like, having emotions would be to not have any emotions, maybe. I might be wrong, but that just came to mind. And so being
mm-hmm.
angry or crying or a lot of laughter, it's kind of cleansing to the soul in a way, and it helps you to make a change and do something different, maybe.
I agree, because I don't think – oh, yeah. Sorry. I was going to say I agree because I don't think if I hadn't have cried, I might not have, resorted to having my meditation. So I think kind of all went hand in hand. So I agree
mm-hmm.
with that.
I have an abundance of stuff. I've had several deaths in the family, and so I've got a whole lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
it seems like I want to find the right person to give it to, or I've thought about having yard sales. And well, yesterday, to get to the point, yesterday I made a decision. Like, everything's kind of in categories. Here in the house, but anyway, I got some garbage bags, clean ones, of course, and started putting, like, clothing and extra dish towels and
mm-hmm.
just a variety of stuff. And I've some of my dad's watches. I mean, they weren't real expensive watches, but he liked watches, and so I gave them to a lady that was kind. She has a kind heart, and she works at a convenience store, and she has some sons. And so I took the stuff to her, and I said, you know, use what you want, what you like, and just pass it on. Just, you know, let somebody else get some good use out of it. And it's great because now I can move around in my house a little bit more. And I'm working on the next project of stuff to give away. And anyway, I just thought I'd throw it out
there. Wow, that's, you know what? That's awesome, because you know why I say that? Because that's exactly what we're doing. Especially my daughter, like, she's getting rid of, a lot of things and giving it to, you know, big brother, big sister. So
That's a good idea.
That cleaning part also helps with the mindset too, because sometimes when we have a lot of stuff physically, it does affect us mentally, because you're like thinking like, oh my gosh, I got all this stuff. You're focusing on all this
mm-hmm.
stuff. What am I going to do with all this stuff? And you don't even get to focus on what you need to focus on, because you need to get rid
mm-hmm.
of some of that stuff. So when you get rid of the clutter, as I mentioned earlier in the spring, once we start decluttering, it really does help with the mindset, because you're also decluttering the mind, because you're no longer thinking about all that stuff you have. So thank you for sharing that. And you guys are going to be really tripping, I'm sorry, when I tell you what the scripture is. But yes, go ahead.
I'm just agreeing with all that, obviously, because we're kind of all doing the same thing. And it's funny because around the world, especially here in America, the one girl said, because it was a minimalist challenge, and she had said, like, when it comes to this country, they make you feel like you have to have this. You have to have all this stuff. Oh, go get the latest this. Get. And it's like, okay, well, I got, but I'm not even looking, wearing, using the majority of the stuff. Like, I probably wear the same 5 dresses. I probably wear the same 2 T-shirts and then the same earrings. So, like, literally, I went through my closet, and I could probably pack the majority. No, actually, I can. In one suitcase, maybe a small carry-on when it comes to clothes, because I was like, why do I have – like, I already had a little bit because I, like, pretty much – did it before, and then I went back in, and I'm like, okay, goodbye. So I could probably pack it all in one suitcase, and I counted. Like, I'm not showing off. I'm just saying that I counted today because I found out Big Brothers Big Sisters took DVDs, and it was over 63 DVDs. And I'm like, honestly, I may have watched them when I first bought them, but they're just sitting on the shelf, looking like collector's items. And I'm like, I don't need these. I gave away all DVDs, probably except for like 10, but I'm not going to watch those. I'm going to give them, like I said, to my mom. The whole reason, I'll say it really quick, the whole reason that I'm doing it is because I want to move, and I've said this when I was younger, when I move, I don't want to take a bunch of stuff with me. I just want to have essentials and live a life and then live like outside, not live outside, but like spend majority of time outside and not be consumed with technology and all this stuff. I want to do things outside because that's what I've always been like and like to do, and I'm continuing. So I always said that I didn't want to move with a bunch of stuff. I literally want to take like 2 suitcases and call it a day. And if I leave anything with the parents, I'll probably leave like pictures or posters that I framed, and then DVDs and the bed furniture. But when I leave, I only want there to be like 2 little knickknacks in my room, and the rest is the furniture that I left behind. So I've been whipping through, and hopefully by the end of the year, I will probably be at my goal, because the majority of this stuff, I'm not, literally 99.9% of the stuff I am not using, I'm not looking at, and I'm not wearing. So it's going bye-bye.
Well, that's really good.
And that's good. Go ahead, Ms. Kim.
Oh, I was just, you were talking about Big Brothers and Sisters?
Oh, yeah, Big Brothers, Big Sisters. That's one of them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a real need, you know, for us to help, like, young people that just, you know, like when they're going to school, you know, they need mentors. They need people that have good values and actually love the Lord. And not ashamed of it either, because, you know, we need to be the salt and light of the earth and have an impact on these young people, whether it's in high school or college, the mothers that are, you know, just that's if I'm babysitting stuff at my house, I cannot be doing these things that I know will help other people. And so that's the minimalist attitude or mindset that I have also is I'm not out for the money. I'm, you know, simple clothing, comfortable shoes, you know, the basics.
Exactly.
You know, I'm great.
Exactly.
I'm grateful for a hot shower, warm shower, and a bed to sleep in at night. And I want to help people.
Right, because even when it comes to, like, buying your clothes, you can either go thrifting at your local store, so that's, like, giving back to your own community, and you're not paying, like, all this money for name brands. And then when I cycle back, like I did Big Brothers Big Sisters, and I'll probably do, like, the veterans next, because I always go through, like, one at a time, and then, like, maybe I sell, like, a couple of things, though, just so I can have some type of money coming in to do things. But I always cycle through the different charities and like, the Salvation Army, too, that I haven't thought about, and, like, Goodwill that we could try.
Well, I've heard Goodwill is privately owned.
Yes.
And so when I make a donation, I think I'll do it to Salvation Army, because anyway, that's what I'm going to do, I think. But the DVDs
are awesome.
Like I've got DVDs, but I also have VHS tapes, and it would be so great to have them put
on. Yep, they take those
DVDs. And anyway,
wow,
to send them to the guys that are in the military, you know, a love package or whatever you want to call it, a care package.
Mm-hmm. Care package.
You know,
some
DVDs to where they can, you know, have some enjoyment and.
Exactly. Well, this is great. I mean, no one else is speaking, but that's okay. But this is great because basically, before I, you know, close out with the scripture, but basically we're on the same page. Everyone realizes it's about servanthood. It's about being simplistic. It's about helping others. It's about being content in the situation that you are. Because when you're content in the situation that you're in, God will continue to change your situation. But each time that you're grateful for where you are, each time you have that attitude of gratitude, He's going to progress us more and more. But because we're, you know, choosing to be servants, choosing to look for ways where we can help others, specifically young people. You know, there's ways that, like you said, there's, you know, ways to mentor. You give things, you know, through what you have that will be beneficial and impactful. Because, again, if it's just sitting there, who is it benefiting? It's benefiting no one. And it is about being the salt and the light. That's, like, one of my favorite things. Like, being that salt that you preserve God's word by sharing and spreading the gospel through the things that you do, you know, and just being that light, the light that He chose you to be. He chose you as and adopted you as His child. And we're that vessel to be the light for others. So, you know, I just, you know, always thank God for giving me that, you know, type of mindset, you know, to be able to help and serve others. And so early on, Kim was talking about, you know, the different feelings that we have or emotions that we have and how you need that to kind of like push you through. Yes.
Oh, I didn't know if it was still on mute. I just wanted to say, because I was looking it up while you were talking, because we had mentioned Goodwill. So you can still donate and do all that stuff. They have donation drop-off, and it's still tax-deductible, and they help militaries and veteran families. So you can do that. Well, here, I don't know about rest. I only looked up the donation center here.
Okay.
But it looks as a whole – when I was looking it up, it said that they do, like, how we did Brothers and Sisters, as long as, you know, things are in the nice condition or, you know, stuff that you would want to wear yourself. You're not going to give people rips.
Right.
Off. So it's the same as if you would give to the Veterans Council, Big Brother, Big Sisters. So they take donations. They take your stuff. They help different families, like I said, military and veterans and all that. And if you do the taxes, it's tax deductible and all that. So it's good to go.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you for sharing that. Okay. Yeah. Thank you for sharing that. That's some great information. So now we know, you know, where it goes and, you know, what you, you know, when you're doing it, you know, like it's actually being beneficial. But we're talking about emotions and, you know, what your emotions drove you to do today and, you know, how different emotions can take us in different directions. So the scripture that I keep getting back to or flipping back to, because I keep looking at different ones, but I keep getting this one, Psalm 118:24, this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Why? Because most people are about as happy as they make their minds up to be. We need to always make up our mind to be happy. Why? Because first of all, every day that you wake up, Every day that you wake up is a gift from God. The air that we breathe is a gift from God. Being happy and thankful to Him for allowing you to be a part of another day, even when things are not going as we think they should. But if we focus on the things that He has done and then having an attitude of gratitude, you will rejoice. You will be glad in the day that the Lord has made, because you'll think about the things that He has done so far, and you'll continue to choose to be content no matter what the circumstances are. And then as you continue to rest in Him, trust in Him, rely on Him, have faith in Him, you will not only have happiness, but you'll have that joy. And then that will fuel the power of positive emotion. And it'll give you that energy that you need to succeed to the next level, whatever it is that you're trying to do within your life, whether it's serving, moving, helping, mentoring, coaching. God always makes it better when you rely on Him in all that we do. Happiness is what we make it, and it should be something that we should be proud to say that we are, even through bad times, because once again, He allowed us to be here one more time. And we have to begin, if we don't know, we have to begin to think of things to be grateful for, thanking God for. Because trust me, you will lighten up, you will smile, you will laugh. You'll begin to notice the beauty around you. You'll begin to appreciate people before. You'll look for opportunities to make a difference for someone, which we just talked about. Making a difference by, you know, giving to Big Brothers and Sisters or Salvation Army or Goodwill, whichever unit of charity we choose. That's the things you begin to think about. It won't even be a struggle to think about. It's just like, oh, let me just start packing up this stuff. You won't even think about, oh, start thinking about reasons why we should keep it and, you know, things of that nature. So, you know, we just have to continue to be the beacon of light and the salt and the servant that God requires of us. And it's really not that hard if we just allow Him to come into our hearts, our minds, our bodies, and our souls. And just having a continuous attitude of gratitude, always asking Him after we thank Him, always asking Him to keep us in His will and keep us in His way. So that, my friends, is mindful thinking, thinking differently, and making a difference in the lives of others. And before we bring the call to a close, you know I'm going to always open it back up. I don't even think I closed it out, but open it back up if there's any comments, questions, or concerns.
Well, I guess I'll chime in. While you're talking, it came to mind that, I have makeup that I don't use anymore. And if it's sitting in the drawer, what I'm trying to say is that we become good stewards if we give away whatever it is that we don't really need, or, you know, there's a better place for it. And we just have to trust
exactly
God that He's going to send it where
replace
it needs to go, I guess.
Yeah. And that's just it, because when we, like you said, when we start doing the decluttering or whatever, you can always, to me, that does clear up a path, because then you really can see what it is that God wants you to do. Like, what is your purpose? Well, you can't really know what your purpose is, because, again, if it's all this clutter, you don't get that clear thinking. But once you start thinking about, okay, I'm not using this, let me get rid of this, you know, going through a drawer, whether it's, like you said, makeup or, you know, jewelry, or I know I have one drawer that's like full of scarves, but I always wear like the same three scarves. I always use like the same three scarves. So it's like, what does that tell me? You need to just get rid of some of these. So, you know, let's just continue to be the servants that we are and just really brighten up and lighten up someone else's day.
Wait, you know it's a hard one? Well, not really, but you know it's a hard one? Stuffed animals. Because you'll be like, oh, this is what I had when I was five. And it's like, okay, but you're not five. It's like 24 years later, did you think about that until you pulled it out of the box? No.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Like, there's like a couple that are on my bed, and most of them are like Disney ones, and one of them is new. And I'm like, oh, but it's Dumbo, or oh, but it's Mickey. So what? Like, would I move? Okay, but there is a Simba, though, that literally has been with me. It's like the only one that I care about that has been with me since like the beginning of time, and I do think about him. He's probably the only one that I think about. The other one, I could probably just peek in the bag for Big Brothers Big Sisters and call it a day.
The police departments accept stuffed animals. Because when kids go through traumatic things, it helps the kids to, you know, it helps the little kids. But that's funny.
Yeah, it's like some type of like a comfort to them, yeah.
It's a comfort, it's a security blanket.
Yeah.
I know, here's a funny story. Remember, Mom, when I guess I was like, I mean, I used to take pictures.
Uh-oh, did we lose her? I'll give her a chance to come back on.
Oh.
I don't know what happened. But yeah.
Go ahead.
I don't know what happened.
Did you make it?
Was weird.
Okay.
But I remember when I was like, I don't think I was more than 10, and we went down for a trip for South Jersey, and he came. He came everywhere, and we got in the car to leave, and we were around the corner, and I had said, I don't have the Simba with me. I was like, we need to go back. Like, it's the end of the world. We have to go back. He needs to come. And my stepdad was like, no, we're going home. And I was like, but we're around the corner. So he kept driving, and I just swore he was going to turn around at some point. Now, mind you, we were already, like, at, like, even when it's like an hour down the road, I was like, okay, he's going to turn back around, and he's just, like, wasting time. And I had said to him, I was like, if my kid left their stuffed animal behind, I would turn around, like, I would do that. So we ended up, it was in the same spot that I left it in. We went back, I guess, either a couple weeks later, and my grandparents had left it in the same spot I left it in on the couch. I still remember the whole thing. And I was like, wow, that Simba has been with me through a lot of it. I mean, I could get rid of him, but I wouldn't really want anybody to have him because, I mean, he still looks good, but.
That's the Simba. That's the original Simba. That's the original stuffed Simba, because if you compare it, yeah. If you compare it to the other ones, it's nothing like it.
I will give away every stuffed animal. Yeah, I will give away every stuffed animal besides my little Simba who's been with me since, I guess, before I was in the womb.
That is
on the shelf, and that's it.
Yeah, I'd love.
He'll be happy
to
know that you're not getting rid of him. Yeah.
Send me a picture.
Yeah, send
me
a picture.
Oh yeah, I will. He actually looks pretty good. I mean, it's been over, geez, like 20.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whenever the Lion King came out, I think it came around literally like that year, like after it was like on VHS or whatever.
Right.
So.
Could you write a children's storybook about that, Tara?
I probably have a lot of like adventures with Simba. I remember a few. I have pictures.
That would be cute, like short stories, right?
I never thought about that. But yeah, I could give away everything in my room and it'll just be me and Simba and that's it.
That's really
too funny.
Oh, man. But everybody has a security blanket.
Yeah, you do. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. But let us just continue to do our decluttering and, you know, serving and, you know, uplifting people by, you know, sharing some of the things that we have because, as they always say, you know, when you give something to somebody, it's just like that makes them smile, you know. It makes them think, wow, someone's thinking of me, you know, because we just don't know. We just don't know. So, you know. Let's just continue to do what we're doing, and I appreciate everybody's comments, the ones that speak out. Like, I don't mind that some people like to listen. That's fine, too. But I appreciate everybody, and guess what? We're going to be done for tonight.
Okay.
I enjoyed everybody and their feedback, as always. And, you know, just have an amazing evening, and let's just do what's best for others without thinking about us. Have an amazing evening, everyone. Love you guys and so much appreciate you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good
night. Have a great weekend.
Yes, have a great weekend.
Love y'all.
Love you too. Thanks again.